comunidad haitiana ya está, pretende hacer algún tipo de acción de protesta, algunos grupos por lo que ha estado ocurriendo?
Bueno, en este momento la comunidad haitiana está en un momento tan triste y tan confundido porque ellos no saben lo que tienen que hacer, cómo hacer. Porque imagínense, señores, compañeros y compañeras, una persona que
Gloria.
Un
país que dura 32 años en el país. In its enchanted Atlantic states, perhaps of Atlantis a time, long before the destructions came, perhaps this land reminds you of your heritage, your spiritual heritage, not of your biology. Perhaps this land reminds you of a place so distant.
¿Cuándo va a ser esta marcha?
El 15.
Sí. ¿Y dónde la van a efectuar?
En la capital. En la capital de la República Dominicana.
Andrés. Muy bien, perdona, pase.
Pase lo que pase, nosotros vamos a andar en la capital donde quiera para protestar, para que nos den nuestro derecho.
Okay. Andrés, hazme un favor, ¿es posible hablar con Julio César? Pues mire, pues, muchas gracias por tu participación y me gustaría ver si podemos escuchar la reacción de Julio César frente a lo que ha estado ocurriendo con él y su familia.
Okay. At the end of ¿Aló? World War II, Soviet Russia's enemies claimed that 30 million people were doing forced
Hola,
labor in Soviet concentration
camps. Estamos hablando de una emisora de Nueva York, de la voz latina,
human
de
lives being cheaper than food. Soviet Russia's apologists admit to the figure of 12 million people. This is what the Encyclopedia Britannica refers to as investment in people. In a culture where such a statement is made with intellectual impunity.
Instrument. Because we are no longer playing it safe, doing what we should do, teasing others, following rules, or deferring to outside authority. Convincing today is convinced losing everything that we have held on to for reasons of external self security. But we will gain integrity, wholeness, true power, creativity, and the real security of knowing that we are in alignment with the power of the universe.
Rotation and moving into the legendary, moving into the fabulous. This obviously has its kinship with what we know to be magical realism, the work that's come from Latin America.
Treasure troves of magic, magic beyond anything you have yet imagined.
Didn't want to, which was safer than deafness for me.
Philosopher. So it's appropriate that we spend some time with this most complex and compelling figure of antiquity.
¿Qué le puede pasar? pasa lo mismo que me está pasando a mí ahora. Sí. Sí, y si el presidente de allá quisiera hacer lo mismo que están haciendo con nosotros ahora. Porque hay muchos allá, creo, que son como yo, que nacieron allá. Hay gente que no quiere reconocer eso.
But the ideological forces that are at play and that are changing.
And there are untold secrets and mysteries and gifts.
You want an answer? You're going to have to give me a level 5 SCI access.
Amigas y amigos, por escucharnos en el día de hoy. Le invitamos a participar en esta manifestación que se va a hacer.
Terrorists achieve the objective.
Takes is one call to the police.
Call your attention to the second letter of Paul to Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. For I am now ready to be offered.
Anything at all. Turn off the tape for 10 minutes and I'll join you then.
What do you have to feel it? Hot feels different from cold. Pressure feels different from itch. Embarrassment feels different from anger. Anger feels different from...
Like anything your world has ever known.
that's where the trail dead ends.
That our intuition needs to be the guiding force in our lives and not attempting to disregard or eliminate the rational mind. The intellect is a very powerful tool, best used to support and give expression to our intuitive wisdom, rather than, as we often use it, to suppress our intuition.
And with an aura of moral righteousness, the guiltiest men are not the collectivists. The guiltiest men are those who, lacking the courage to challenge mysticism or altruism, attempt to bypass the issues of reason and morality and to defend the only rational and moral system in mankind's history, capitalism, on any grounds other than rational and moral.
It is a great, great pleasure for me to bring to this audience Ralph Nader.
He is public citizen. He is public citizen. He is public citizen. He is public citizen. Number one.
My mother once told us as a child, determination is what puts your dreams on wheels. We have got to be determined.
You asked me what I was doing.
We are not going to be flim-flam. We are not going to be sweet-talked. We are not going to be regaled with rhetoric. Education, you've heard about repairing schools. How long does it take to repair schools? We found there was an invincible correlation between test scores and family income. I wonder why. The tyranny of standardized testing is distorting the whole curriculum. These tests are straitjackets. They don't recognize the assets that people have that spell success in life.
Because the arts has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest.
Idealism, wisdom, judgment, experience. They don't.
Our nominee for President of the United States, Ralph Nader.
This is a message of hope. Time for a change. The system is not working. And this is why I am running. This is why I am running for the presidency of the United States.
He is public citizen.
Within the mystical other, you can grow and you can change.
Can I see your registration, please?
Be grown and be changed.
Jim from Ohio. In 1927, Kissinger was replaced by Roy A. Young, who for 8 years had been governor of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank. Young, a more substantial figure, was undoubtedly aware of what was going on. However, he was a man of caution who sought no fame as a martyr to the broken boom. His colleagues were among the more commonplace of Harding Coolidge appointees, with one exception, the erstwhile college professor, Adolph C. Miller. They have been conservatively described by Herbert Hoover as mediocrities. The New York Federal Reserve Bank was under more vigorous leadership. For several years, until 1928, its governor had been Benjamin Strong, the first American since Nicholas Biddle to make an important reputation as a central banker. Strong's views were regarded throughout the system with only little less awe than the gold chain. However, in the view of Herbert Hoover, and in this instance, Hoover's views are widely shared.
You may not encounter any ferry. Discover a land. Explore. And experience. surreal, unreal it'll seem. Experience. Drinking. Beyond what eyes and ears and nose, beyond what skin and tongue can sense. Experience the life, the substance, the voice.
Mind stepping out of the car, please?
Recorded Books presents an unabridged...
Within the secret, within the untold. There is so much that can be gathered, so much that can be garnered.
Circumstances, and as noted in the last chapter, it takes more to start a speculation than a general ability to borrow money. Still, the New York Federal Reserve Bank under Governor Strong's leadership may not have been sufficiently perturbed by the speculation a block or two away. Nor was it after Governor Strong died in October 1928 and was replaced by George L. Harrison.
He turns from her window to me.
Officer, I'm carrying something that could be construed as a weapon. I'd like to hand it over voluntarily so you won't think I'm trying to conceal anything about your aim.
Sits alone beside fighting. Suddenly, it's so hard to find the sound of the words to speak a troubled mind. So I'm offering you as a flame.
Much of magic and so much of miracles. So much. And in those realms.
It is a quiet fall evening in the small, peaceful town of Mill Valley, California. Dr. Miles Bunnell has come to the end of a long working day. But he will get no sleep this night, nor much rest in the days to come. And now, invasion of...
Take the weapon off your hip, place it on the ground, kick it towards me.
In January 1929, the rediscount rate of the New York Federal Reserve Bank was 5%. The rate on brokers' loans ranged from 6 to 12%. Only a drastic increase would have made it unprofitable for a bank to borrow at the Federal Reserve in order to lend the proceeds directly or indirectly in the stock market.
White gull in all the world, gliding effortlessly along, not moving a feather, at what was very nearly Fletcher's top speed. There was a moment of chaos in the young bird. What's going on? Am I mad? Am I dead? What is this? Oh, Fletcher Lynn Seagull, do you want to fly so much that you will forgive the flock and learn and go back to them one day and work to help them? No. There was no lying to this magnificent, skillful being, no matter how proud or how hurt a bird was Fletcher Seagull. I do, he said softly. Then Fletch, that bright creature said to him, and the voice was very kind, let's begin with level flight.
With oneness Pentecostalism, I've got two pictures in my mind, and I still have yet to discern which one of these it is. Because, okay, the one analogy might be an actor on a stage. He plays the role of Father, the role of Son, the role of Holy Spirit, but he's really not any of those.
Not only
things,
the truth.
Those are just roles.
Not only the
that he plays
untold.
Or acts in. And the other picture
that
in my
also
is of, say, the President of the United States.
Alliances that in time.
Husband to his wife and father
can be forged.
To his children. Which of those two analogies more closely matches the teachings of Oneness Pentecostalism on the Godhead?
This rough young Fletcher Gull was very nearly a perfect flight student. He was strong and light and quick in the air. But far and away more important, he had a blazing drive to learn to fly. Here he came this minute, a blurred gray shape roaring out of a dive, flashing 150 miles per hour past his instructor. He pulled abruptly into another try at a 16-point vertical slow roll, calling the points out loud. 8, 9, 10. See, Jonathan, I'm running out of airspeed. 11. I want good, sharp stops like yours. 12. But, Blaston, I just can't make 13. These last 3 points without 14. Ah! Fletcher's whip stall at the top was all the worse for his rage and fury at failing. She fell backward, tumbled, slammed savagely into an inverted spin, and recovered at last.
I've been right in the thick of it. Now, if you don't like that kind of story, I'm sorry, and you'd better not read it.
Dead, Enron set out on its biggest spending spree ever.
Those who lived in jungles fire 30 shots in 30 seconds with smoke and flame.
With a handful of gold dust, with things that he thought were spices but which were not, with 12 natives from the New World carrying very colorful feathers, and with some tropical birds. There's very little to show for the efforts and for the investment of...
And those alliances forged can catapult you forward upon the many paths of your journey.
Surrounded by the spirit of nature, surrounded by the nature spirits.
We set everybody up, had six cameras going, blew all the stuff up. Stuff up. It was very successful. It was so successful. We got it on take one. We didn't have to do it again.
The gnomes, the sylphs, the undines, the salamanders.
investment and for the effort to show this very tropical bird and with some feathers, very colorful, carrying both from the New World natives with twigs, not this, but which were thought were spider fins that he with dust of gold and fooled with a Seville, Spain finally beat the five. Spain finally to Seville with a handful of gold dust with things which we are not with 12 natives from the New World carrying very colorful feathers and tropical birds.
Apart from the general aversion to drastic action, such an increase would also have raised rates to ordinary businessmen, consumers, and farmers. In fact, higher interest rates would have been distressing to every the speculator. A man who paid, say, an average of 10% to carry his holdings of radio through 1928 would not have been either deterred or much disturbed had the rate been twice that high. During the same year, he made 500% on the appreciation in the value of his investment.
Such a war might come.
On February 14, 1929, the New York Federal Reserve Bank proposed that the rediscount rate be raised from 5 to 6% to check speculation. The Federal Reserve Board in Washington thought this a meaningless gesture which would only increase rates to business borrowers.
And in this type of voting,
a long controversy ensued in which President Hoover sided with the board against the bank. The rate was not increased until later in the summer. There was another circumstance which gave the Reserve authorities an admirable excuse for inaction. That was the previously noted flow of funds from corporations and individuals to the market during 1929.
With all due respect, I think you might have wandered a little past your pay grade.
Sibelius would hold the first. The fact is, you have one person who is actually acting different roles at different times.
When I worked in this place and there was three acts and a bill besides myself, there was a dance team who gave a very poor demonstration of breath control. There was a girl singer who was the worst. This girl singer was so bad, after her first song, the audience asked for a glass of water. Well, one night the boss told her to stop singing while the waiters were serving. She was terrible to look at, to an ugly girl, terrible to look at, you know. All night long, the audience kept yelling, up in front!
Lillo, more than the others, however, is a systemic writer. He's interested in systems. He's interested in the way in which
the richness of a realm that is so different than your own, a world of other experience. The rapture, the beauty, the reverie.
All I can do is tell what I know. For me, it began around 6 o'clock, a Thursday evening, October 28, 1976, when I let my last patient, a sprained thumb, out the side door of my office, with the feeling the day wasn't over for me, and I wished I weren't a doctor, because with me, that kind of hunch is often right. I've gone on a vacation certain I'd be back in a day or so, as I was for a measles epidemic. I've gone to bed staggering, tired, knowing I'd be up in a couple of hours driving to a house call, as I did, have done often, and will again. I still make house calls, and so do plenty of others. Now, at my desk, I
added
a note to my
patient's case record. Sir, I'm going to ask you to hand me the keys to your
vehicle, please. Then I took the medicinal brandy, went to the washroom, and mixed a drink. Something I almost never did. But I did that night. And standing at the window behind my desk, staring down at Throckmorton Street, I sipped it. I'd had an emergency appendectomy and no lunch that afternoon.
Of your gold portfolio. Folio. You'll be glad you did.
Talk with. In a private basis, say, I don't know. I don't have any problems right now. I don't know what to talk about.
And it fell apart. It radioactively decayed.
House and the executive branch.
Our text will be found in the Gospel according to the Apostle St. John. The Apostle St. John.
Stomach power is exercised by means of a positive, by offering men a reward, an incentive, a payment of value. Political power is exercised by means of a negative.
Own people by printing a chronically depreciating paper currency.
Large anonymous and personal systems have come more and more to dominate life.
Taking it to the bridge.
If you didn't love.
I feel kind of awkward. I feel kind of strange. I think I should have some major crises.
If you love them, which love you?
Going till the end of the road. And empty.
For if you love them, which love you?
Across the watchtower, my friends.
And don't mean nothing because you love your wife. People expect them.
Taking it to the limit.
Because you love your husband. People expect you to love him.
WsNewMetaphysics.com. Check the big board. Glorious MP3s. Swinging with no lean quarters.
In Matthew, the 6th chapter, 14th and 15th verse, Jesus said,
I believe one monetizer has said recently,
your trespasses. But if you forgive not man,
you can't have those MP3s on their own.
I never get so tired.
Well, they are around here.
You walk up to them and say, John,
that's about all I can say for it.
I have a wide ranging world tour for the Enron.
Yes, I forgive you.
Gary at newmetaphysics.com if you want to send it back.
Well, I got news for you this morning.
Have it cooked some more for you.
You have to forget.
Get them worms out.
Want you to look at Uncle Ira. Talk to him. You've known him for years.
In other words, let's see this morning
about the neighborhood.
Those that can believe that before there
pull out your genitals. Hose them all down, I tell you.
I shall restore all the traditions of the male grace.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Biscuit of the Virgin Mary.
Take all that come before
the raspy
and slay it down, I say.
Of the red-headed woodpecker.
Syndicated and semi partitioned and franchised.
The red-bellied woodpecker.
And what he seems to understand in book after book is that this must change the human story. It must change the way we understand our relations with one
you, I should have some
another, as well as with
and others say, I don't know what to do with my life.
Our environment.
Where do I go now? You know, all the stuff that I used to worry about
and the
problems I had.
Yeah. It must lead to a new kind of writing.
I found I'm afraid I'll get bored. I'm afraid I'll go in the wrong direction. I'm afraid I'll create more problems to have something to do with.
No less. On February 2nd, it addressed the individual reserve banks as follows. A member commercial bank is not within its reasonable claim for rediscount facilities at its reserve bank when it borrows either for the purpose of making speculative loans or for the purpose of maintaining speculative loans. The board has no disposition to assume authority to interfere with the loan practices of member banks so long as they do not involve the Federal Reserve Banks. It has, however, a grave responsibility whenever there is evidence that member banks are maintaining speculative security loans with the aid
you
of Federal
know
Reserve
what came
credit.
Of him.
On February 7th, in what may be an even finer example of fiduciary prose,
the
connoisseurs will wish to read it backward as well as forward. The board warned the public.
He cursed the hour that gave birth to him.
When the board finds that conditions are arising
and saw that everything was vain,
to obstruct the Federal Reserve Banks and
how great and wise was Solomon. The world, however, didn't wait, but soon observed what followed on. Brought him to this state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none.
By the threat of punishment, injury, imprisonment, destruction.
If you're going to deliver this,
but in London, they would be getting together with executives from only one bank.
You saw courageous Caesar next. You know what he became. They deified him in his life. Then had him murdered just the same.
Why not myself?
How loud he cried, you too, my son. The world, however, didn't wait.
Why not myself?
But soon observed what followed on. It's courage that had brought him to that state. How fortunate the man with none.
He follows orders. The problem is he's got all the corporate heads and all his cronies behind him telling him what to do, what to say. He wouldn't wouldn't know what to do, what to say.
Bobby, is he an nincompoop or what?
I have to agree with Bill that you know, he's got Karl Rove behind him, and he's got all these other guys.
What they end up doing, right? What are you going to do when there's no more problems? What are you going to do?
Have you ever transcended space and time?
Yes. No. Time, not space. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You heard of honest Socrates, the man who never lied. They weren't so grateful as you'd think. Instead, the rulers fixed to have him tried and handed him the poison drink. How honest was the people's noble song? The world, however, didn't wait. But soon observed what followed on. It's honesty that brought him to that state. How fortunate the man with none. How fortunate the man with none.
Hi, welcome to the Omni Hotel. We don't check bikes, sir.
Yeah, treat it like it's a car.
It's not a car. It's my job.
Keeping to God's own law. So far he hasn't taken heed. You who sit safe and warm indoors, help to relieve our bitter need. How virtuously he had begun. The world, however, didn't wait.
When you are totally free of your past.
But soon observed what followed on.
The universe is an infinite sphere whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere.
Brought us to that state. How fortunate the man would know. How fortunate the man with none.
I know that they are watching you. They know you are here. They may not show themselves, but they know you are here.
Yet. Boy, I wish that were my problem, you say with a bit of laughter.
The effective discharge of their functions of so managing the credit facilities of the Federal Reserve System as to accommodate commerce and business, it is its duty to inquire into them and to take such measures as may be deemed suitable and effective in the circumstance.
I had my glass raised halfway to my mouth, but I set it back down on the desk.
walk because of the cancer and the chemotherapy. Had colon cancer. They put him in a squad car and took him to jail. He flopped around and vomited and went...
milder, the poverty less obvious.
Out our intuition. When an intuitive feeling arises, our rational minds immediately say, I don't think that will work. Nobody else is doing it that way. Or what a foolish idea. And the intuition is disregarded. As we move into the new world, it is time to re-educate our intellect to recognize the intuition as a valid source of information and guidance. We must train our intellect to listen to and express the intuitive voice. Intellect is by nature very disciplined, and this discipline can help us to ask for and receive the direction of the intuitive self. What does it mean to trust your intuition?
Or a bit of lament. Now perhaps each of those statements are true, but none of them are an adequate answer. And what most people do, what many of you still do, not bad, not wrong, is that you go back and create problems, conflicts, crises.
Walk through miles and miles of exhibits. Most women agree that the difficulty of these activities increases in direct proportion to the height of their heels.
It was clean out this ditch. You're required to clean out something like 15 feet off your property line, which is insane.
The businessman's tool is values. The bureaucrat's tool is fear. America's industrial progress, in the short span of a century and a half, has acquired the character of a legend. It has never been equaled anywhere on...
Panting, 100 feet below his instructor's level. You're wasting your time with me, Jonathan. I'm too dumb. I'm too stupid. I try and try, but I'll never get it.
Jonathan Seagull looked down at him and nodded. You'll never get it for sure as long as you make that pull-up so hard, Fletcher. You lost 40 miles an hour in the entry. You have to be smooth. Firm, but smooth.
His style is unmistakable, and once one has sampled one of his books, you know what I'm talking about. It's not easy to articulate it from the outside to tell you what they are.
Allowing your inner mind to be free. Allowing your inner mind to...
This shot begins the picture in a blurry grain that ends the movie as well. Sort of a blurry, unified field that everything is when we're not separate.
The most compelling comic figure from antiquity.
Separated in our separate identities. I had a dream. I call it is his inner monologue of frustration, which, you know, these people in the movie are my favorite kinds of people. The people who follow an idea or a cause beyond convention. And he's been doing that, but he's at a point where he's in a crisis about it. And he is inwardly questioning everything he's doing, even though he's expressing his passion to everybody.
A fascinating musing on the power of color.
That's how you define yourself. That's how you find your identity.
On the laws that color has that differentiate it from any other.
Perhaps there on a distant hill you see a silhouette. Perhaps there in the deepest thicket between the leaves you sense eyes, loving, beautiful.
Element of expression, how color is.
Image your boundaries.
The best term I use that I know for it is my term, which is air conditioned. It's a very cool style. It's a distant style. There's nothing hot and heavy in DeLillo. He doesn't sound a bit like Faulkner or O'Connor or anybody like that.
Like music, something that works directly on your senses.
To try to keep their energy up for his cause, this rock. The open spaces get whittled down to nothing in our exurban areas. Little pieces get compromised and kept, like the rock. I'm all for jobs and development, but I think with a tiny bit of planning, you can preserve much more open space.
Without passing through the realm of narrative. Of the hidden eye, I believe. It's a kind of mysterious language that he seeks to exploit, above all, finally, in his great masterpiece.
I love the idea of having a metaphysical chase, a chasing that's about debating the nature of reality. A cinematic convention put into philosophy.
Your energy recycles into every possible relation to everyone else's energy.
You go back and reconnect, even if you disconnect it, to that past. So that you can motivate yourself. You love to be motivated.
Greenwich Nat West, a unit of National Westminster. Fastow already had plenty of reason to feel good about the bank. It was rated by Enron as Tier 1, signaling that these bankers would go the extra mile.
On the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being...
So
so he would recite to people what Socrates was reported as saying to the men of Athens as they were passing by. Where are you drifting, man? Are you quite aware that you are doing none of the things that you should do in concerning yourself with money and trying to get it in any way and every way and so on and so on.
But take heart. With a bit of planning and strategizing, trade shows and conventions can also be a tremendous amount of fun. After all, you're there to connect with people. Whether you attend the trade show or convention as an exhibitor, a potential buyer, a representative of the facility where it is taking place, a member of the...
And often that willingness, that choice, that ability...
organization, or simply an interested party, certain strategies will help you get the most.
You push off of what was...
out of the event.
All the while knowing, yes, I should be pulling toward what is, but
first,
going
to
be, but I
have to prepare for the onslaught.
Because I really
most of us want to use our trade show or convention time wisely.
I don't have any problems.
Getting what we came for is important,
I
not
really
only to us, but to our employers.
What I'm going to do when I'm freed.
So that would be Sabellianism. The view that you are all those things even if you are not acting them out. In other words, when you're in the Oval Office, you may not be acting out the function of a father because you're not in that relationship with the people.
Remember? He dropped down to the level of the younger girl. Let's try it together now, in formation, and pay attention to that pull-up. It's a smooth, easy entry. By the end of 3 months, Jonathan had 6 other students, outcasts all, yet curious about this strange new idea of flight for the joy of flying. Still, it was easier for them to practice high performance than it was to understand the reason behind it. Each of us is, in truth, an idea of the great gull, an unlimited idea of freedom, Jonathan would say in the evenings on the beach. And precision flying is a step toward expressing our real nature.
Come to the forefront. Your subconscious inner mind is free from all inhibitions and...
Miss Colonel? He continued in a suddenly vicious, jeering imitation of his familiar patter.
That's all I want, Colonel. Just to handle people's shoes.
Train every day, and the one thing just told.
there's a world to know. You got a ways to go, and I'll soon be just as well. This is my opening.
2 months earlier, when Fastow was struggling to find $30 million to finance an expansion of Enron's Babel gas storage field, Greenwich NatWest stepped up. Its bankers made clear that they were only doing the deal as a favor. The car pulled up to 4 Milbank. Copper and Fastow hopped out, heading upstairs to Enron's London offices. About an hour later, 5 bankers from Greenwich NatWest arrived. No introductions were necessary. They had all met the night before over drinks. One executive they had known a while, Kevin Howard, who handled the bank's relationship with Enron. For this meeting, Howard had brought along the big guns, including the co-chief executive, to drive home the bank's interest in doing business with Enron.
And even though I will cross that bridge when I get there, even though I would love to have that problem, obviously I don't love it enough because I don't yet have it, but that's not an adequate answer. Now perhaps there are many answers to the question, but one that is particularly beautiful and particularly powerful. When I'm free of the past and I have no problems, I will spend the rest of my days exploring.
We see a lot of people in here who claim they want to know the ultimate truth about reality. They want to peer under the surface at the big everything. But this can be a very painful process full of surprises. It can dismantle the world as you know it. That's why most people prefer to remain on the surface of things. Maybe you should go home. Let sleeping dogs lie. Take it easy. What do you say?
It's a hip style. It's also a style that has an uncanny ear, just as I think Burroughs did in a different way.
It's funny, you know, once you give those rights away, it's almost impossible to get them back.
Solve and resolve the world's problems.
On the most convenient way of meeting women, and therefore that's the limit of their success.
In order never to call an ICBM a duck, you've got to call everything. In order never to call an ICBM a duck, you've got to call nothing an ICBM. And in order never to miss an ICBM attack, you've got to call everything an ICBM attack.
Have you ever transcended space and time?
I love the idea of having a metaphysical chase, a chasing that's...
Time to kick some ass.
Yeah.
Teaching literature, art, whatever name we're going to have for it after we give up literature. Teaching books. It's a very strange occupation because it's teaching pleasure. I mean, I feel like Masterson Johnson half the time, if you might disapprove.
Everything that limits us, we have to put aside. That's why all this high-speed practice and low-speed and aerobatics, and his students would be asleep, exhausted from the day's flying. They liked the practice because it was fast and exciting, and it fed a hunger for learning that grew with every lesson. But not one of them, not even Fletcher Lind Gull, had come to believe that the flight of ideas could possibly be as real as the flight of wind and feather.
Son of the uncle of the friend of the neighbor of the cousin of the landlord of the director of the man in the ironed mask. It's the greatest movie ever remade.
I will see him. Take this, you other Milord! Milord!
What?
My grace! What? Have patience, Milord. I bring the good news. And bad news.
Good news.
Oh, yes, good news, sire. You are the true king of France.
I am the king of France. I know it.
And sire, sire, the bad news. We can't get off the mask without killing you.
Now playing with this horrible second feature. Doggies.
Cute can kill. They will.
Doggies!
You think you're so safe, but there they are, playing everywhere in your neighborhood.
Doggies! Get down!
Doggies! Rated O for overrated.
Your whole body, from wingtip to wingtip. Jonathan would say other times, is nothing more than your thought itself in a form you can see.
Why don't you just tell me what your situation is?
Make the maps, to dream the dreams. To vision the visions.
For the way people talk, but more than Burroughs, he is drawn to professional jargons and argos, tics, the way realtors talk, the way bankers talk, the way rock musicians talk, the way athletes talk. And he recognizes, and this is a professional concern for writers, he recognizes that in different groups, we have different ways of speaking. We have different terms. It wouldn't even make sense outside of that.
Earth in any period of history. The American businessmen, as a class, have demonstrated the greatest productive genius and the most spectacular achievement ever recorded in the economic history of mankind.
There's nothing too small.
Singing.
Flowers are drawing, clouds are looming, and I am flying. Sun is shining, birds are singing. Flowers are drawing, clouds are looming, and I am flying. Sun is shining, birds are singing. Flowers are drawing, clouds are looming, and I am flying. Sun is shining, birds are singing. Flowers are growing, clouds are looming, and I am flying.
To create a new world. For within that mystical other there are treasures that you cannot yet imagine. And there are gifts that your world has never yet known.
In a sick, subdued sort of moan. And I just nodded, and we kept on.
Of their grandparents. At the preliminary hearing, Judge Pedroni appeared to be an intelligent man, and Michelle could hardly believe that he was fooled by the parade of near strangers who claimed to have intimate knowledge of how she was an unfit mother. In a courtroom, her friends did the best, but they were too few. Michelle still did not imagine that she would not get visitation.
Reopened. This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States.
Your wife or children, your children are not there, for example. Nonetheless, you would be a father, even though you didn't act it out.
Public citizen. We are going to give the country and the world the shock of this period by electing Ralph Nader President of the United States.
Then the other act I worked with was a rabies-infected dog act. And I didn't get along with these dogs at all. Very bitter dogs.
It was a kill squad, black on black. We closed it down 2 years ago.
Time for a pledge break about now.
It's not the only answer.
Send in some quarters. Getting halved to death around here. Need to balance the business philosophy, the geometrics of adding, dividing, multiplying, and subtracting. Please. Can't last much longer.
The journey. Eddie saw nothing of his final moment on Earth.
They're circling, coming in for the kill subtraction, I tell ya.
That I was moving in, you know, I was interested in trying to take the music kind of a step forward, as well as always sort of tipping your hat to where it's been before.
If it can be quantified, find out. It will be. I have this on good authority.
The distractions fewer. We were given a government guest house known as the Wisma, complete with a manager, a cook, a gardener, and a staff of servants. Built during the Dutch colonial period, the Wisma was a haven. Its spacious veranda faced tea plantations that flowed across rolling hills and up the slopes of Java's volcanic mountains. In addition to housing, we were provided with 11 Toyota off-road vehicles, each with a driver and translator. Finally, we were presented with memberships to the exclusive Bandung Golf and Racquet Club. And we were housed in a suite of offices at the local headquarters of Perusahan Umum Listrik Negara, PLN, the government-owned electric utility company. For me, the first several days in Bandung involved a series of meetings with Charlie and Howard Parker. Howard was in his 70s and was the retired chief load forecaster for the New England Electric System. Now, he was responsible for forecasting the amount of energy and generating capacity, the load, the island of Java would need over the next 25 years.
I haven't really thought about that. That's a very interesting point.
Exhausting.
I'm trying to think whether that itself might actually...
The metaphysics...
See, that's not a problem with the Trinitarian perspective, because you say there is...
passing
those,
through...
if you take the
train effects,
the person in the Oval Office in your illustration, I'll think on that.
I'll let you think on that. I'm glad we got a 2-hour conversation to do this.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because usually,
as well as for breaking this down into city and region forecasts,
expressing the form of
since electric demand is highly correlated with economic growth, his forecast depended on my economic projections. The rest of our team develops a master plan around their forecasts, locating the design power plants, transmission and distribution lines, and fuel transportation systems in a manner that would satisfy our projections as efficiently as possible.
Steps.
During our meetings, Charlie continually emphasized the importance of my job, and he badgered me about the need to be very optimistic in my forecasts.
Is to correct them, which in the immediate situation means to restrain the use either directly or indirectly of Federal Reserve facilities in aid of the growth of speculative credit. Almost simultaneously with this warning came the news that the Bank of England was raising the bank rate from 4.5% to 5.5% in an effort to diminish the flow of British funds to the new Golconda.
When the smoke of the cooking flies away, all that's left, we consume what may. A very Chinese interest. Plastic. Do I bore you? Coriander leaves. A pot, apart from which, as precious unguents, herbal wines, and essential oils, sweat and ooze, collect a powder of gone spiders. Portentously Sunday food smoke, as if we were gods and so forth, cherubic presences.
Hello to all the folks back home. Many's the time I've rocked you to sleep in that chair. Many's the hour we had to walk the floor while you bellered and squalled. Now you have to act up ugly. Now you are sorry we are dead and gone. Now you will say to yourself, oh, I'd give anything in the world if only I'd not gone that way then. Sure enough, here I sit, bereft of those who truly cared for me, penniless because against their injunctions I've practiced laziness instead of industry and thrift.
Free of the past, then I will. The steps I will begin now to discover and to explore. And in that discovery and in that exploration, I can come closer to solving and resolving more and more of my problems so that I will be in what a state many would call impossible without problems. You must be in denial. You must be lying to yourself. You must be some sort of hermit, isolated. Because most cannot even believe there could be such a reality, such a world. But as you work with the mystical other, there in the troves, in the untold, with the alliances that can catapult and evolve, you can solve and resolve more and more of your problems, becoming freer and freer of the past. You can find a new identity and a new image, closer to the more real, closer to the God being you once were.
White-collar jobs will be shipped to India.
No, Congressman. Yes, of course. Yeah, I understand.
What are you doing out here?
Donna's not talking to me. Plus, there's some soon-to-be unemployed workers camped out in my office.
With tractors, I presume.
Something like that.
Think this job story is true?
It's proprietary.
Think it'll give the GOP an excuse to squash this trade deal?
With midterms coming up, what do you think? How'd you become a free trader?
America has a quarter of the world's wealth and only 2% of the customers. You have to sell to others.
So how do you make that case to people who are going to lose jobs?
Ask them how often they go to Walmart to buy cheap cardigans or drill bits.
Drill bits?
I don't wear cardigans.
Okay.
But I like a nice drill bit.
So it all comes down to cheap drill bits.
Pay more for a drill bit, you have less to spend on other things. Keep out cheap foreign drill bits in that country, you'll keep out cheap American something else, and that costs us jobs.
Do you ever wonder if we forget the human face of trade, the blood and muscle?
You have to go with what grows the economy for everyone. There's blood and muscle in India, too.
Yeah.
Hoynes was pretty critical of free trade when you worked for him, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was mostly politics.
So how'd you become a free trader?
I came to work for one. Did you need something?
The vice president is going to distance himself from this trade deal. You did a great job. It's mostly politics.
Relax, Shorty.
Hey.
He didn't tell me you were coming.
And the most spectacular achievements ever recorded in the economic history of mankind.
Freer and freer.
Let me kiss them. Please, let me kiss your feet.
Break the chains of your thought and you break the chains of your body too.
To a woman, well, this isn't an accident. This isn't something that we learned. This is something that was developed over millions of years. Well, the reason why I bring up sexual orientation and why it fascinates me so much is because
that which was, and open to embrace and to envelop that which, by your creation, shall be.
Take a slow, deep breath now through the top of your head and imagine this energy swirls in your heart center.
It's all burial insurance, isn't it?
James Fenimore Cooper, great novelist, all his father's students. They don't like him very much. And any fool, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, could see what's wrong with him. He writes wooden dialogue. He thinks he's funny. He falls flat. His high life characters are indistinguishable from each other and not a bit interesting. In his best book, The Last of the Mohicans, he tells the story once, and he's only halfway through the requisite number of pages. He tells it all over again. And yet, that's a book which continues to move people. And I say to my students, why?
Move people of what age?
Of all ages. I read a lot aloud in my own family. I've had eight children, oldest of whom is now pushing 35. And one of the books I try to test with them, they were mostly grown. The youngest was 12, I think, at this time. I said, I'm going to read you The Last of the Mohicans. We were in North Africa at the time. I thought that would be a great place to be. And
At first they hated it, and then after a while, everybody was fighting with everybody else to see who would do the reading.
Langley pulled an image out of Naples. It's uploading right now.
It's coming in now.
Working.
I need clearance.
Not hiding, that's for sure.
Why Naples? Why now?
Could be random.
Zoom in.
Maybe he's running on his own passport.
What is he actually doing?
He's making his first mistake.
It's not a mistake. They don't make mistakes. They don't do random. There's always an objective, always a target. The objectives and targets always came from us. Who's giving them to him now? Scary version? He is.
That day. And I think the answer is, I mean, in the language I prefer to use at this point, I say Cooper had something which other writers who are superior to him in execution, right, executive form, however you say, don't have. He had great mythopoeic power. He could create things that became myths. When Uncle Tom's Cabin was written, Uncle Tom became the first living image of the black man in the mind of the Western white world. When James Fenimore Cooper created Natty Bumppo and Chingachgook, you know, then America existed in a way, images out of this world. And I like to think that one can even tell by the names that writers give their characters whether they have this mythopoeic power.
Lowell feels like almost a kind of, like, you know, a derelict, you know, from a former age. So it's
there, in the corner of your eye, a blur.
It's a great privilege for me to introduce to you Pastor Steve Garrett. He serves here with two more of us. We have a plurality in our eldership here at Heritage Baptist Church. Steve has been an elder the longest. He's been
water beside the white chickens.
That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs, where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long.
Said I intended to rule like all my spiritual predecessors.
Staring at Becky. What do you mean? What are you talking about, Becky? Don't you think he's Ira? She flushed.
Of course I do.
Suddenly she was biting her lips, shaking her head helplessly from side to side.
Oh, I don't know, Miles, I don't know. Certainly he's Uncle Ira. Of course he is, but it's just that Wilma's so positive.
She actually wrung her hands, a thing you read about but rarely see.
Miles, I don't know what's going on out there.
But no matter how he said it, it sounded like pleasant fiction, and they needed more to sleep.
Joe was virtually non-existent. So what we did was, as they were shooting and assembling and kind of trying to cut the film as it was being shot, we had like a sort of one day spot session for the first third of it, for instance.
You know, when police find the slightest bit of DNA and build a case on it, if we might see you floss or masturbate, that could be the key to your entire reality.
Thing moving. And when you look, the stillness there. Silhouette.
Puzzling is, why did it take so long? When you produce a particle in a bubble chamber, it's usually a strong interaction of nature. It's protons whacking into other protons and neutrons and pions. These are all very strong forces of nature, highly probable events, and what you expect if you produce a neutral particle is that it should decay very quickly. So what's unusual is that V is so widely separated.
Like taking heroin or something, it leaves you bereft and feeling depressed.
Anything else in the picture. So apparently you have some long-lived particle, and that seems a little strange.
Because it doesn't really, it just takes your energy and doesn't, it can't give back. It's just a mental thought form.
You have entered the world of other.
It was only a month later that Jonathan said the time had come to return to the flock. "We're not ready," said Henry Calvin Gough. "We're not welcome. We're outcast. We can't force ourselves to go where we're not welcome, can we? We're free to go where we wish and to be what we are."
I said, as though it weren't important, "Won't take long, will it, Nick?"
Kind of a coincidence.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the fantasy thing that I've dealt with all my life is.
Good afternoon. See his driver's license, sir.
It comes in my dreams a lot. It appears in my dreams, and it's very powerful.
From the sand and turned east toward the home grounds of the flock. There was brief Jewish among his students, for it is the law of the flock that an outcast never returns. And the law had not been broken
and you
once
know it is
in
time
10,000 years.
The reluctant, eager. You know it is time to return. You find yourself asleep, leaning against a tree. You find yourself asleep, leaning against a solitary stone. And as you awake underneath your singular standing tree, as you awake, was it all a dream? Was it all a dream?
Powerful female thing. It's a female entity.
Kind of a coincidence.
Okay, let's get started.
Can I see your registration, please?
Part of my investigation?
Yes. Say this blanket represents all the matter and energy in the universe, okay? You, me, everything. Nothing has been left out, all right? All the particles, everything.
What's outside this blanket?
More blankets, that's the point.
Blankets, everything.
Exactly. This is everything, okay? Let's just say that this is me, right? And I'm, 60-odd years old, and I'm wearing a gray suit, blah, blah, blah. And let's say over here, this is you, and you're, I don't know, you're 21, you've got dark hair, etc. And over here, this is Vivian, my wife and colleague. And then over here, this is the Eiffel Tower, right? It's Paris. And this is a war. And this is a museum. And this is a disease. And this is an orgasm. And this is a hammer.
Everything is the same, even if it's different.
Exactly. But our everyday mind forgets this. We think everything is separate, limited. I'm over here, you're over there, which is true. But it's not the whole truth, because we're all connected. Because we are connected. All right, now, we need to learn how to see the blanket truth all the time, right in the everyday.
No, his voice was casual. 10-15 minutes, maybe. All right, take my car. Rather use mine, Miles, if you don't mind. I'll run you back when we're through. He nodded toward the side of the house. I stood up and came around the desk to stand beside her chair. Well, let's go see.
Ah, you stretch your body. You know you soon will be awake, soon will have returned. And you think now of your safe place, imagining its sights, its sounds, its smells. Imagining the touch of safety. Imagining the taste. And with your imaginings, you are there. And you once again are in your safe place, and you can hear the sound of her voice, and you sense the room about you.
3 distinct functions, if you will.
That's true.
What?
Stuff. And that's what this is for.
Why?
Why what?
Why do I need to learn how to see the blanket thing all the time in the everyday stuff?
Well, you wouldn't want to miss out on the big picture, would you?
Mind stepping out of the car, please?
Here, right? And this is it. I'm talking about it right now. I mean, it'll take a while for you to get it, you know? But it'll help you.
How?
When you get the blanket thing, you can relax because everything you could ever want or be, you already have and are. That sound pretty good?
Sounds very good.
All right, get in.
You want me to get in?
Mm-hmm.
So get in here?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to me in there?
Okay, you're going to see. You'll find out. The purpose of this suit, Mr. Makowski, is to help shut down your everyday perceptions and give up your usual identity that you think separates you from everything. This room, this street, this town, this country, this economy, this history, this planet, your body, your senses, your job, everything that you identify with.
Moment we will count, and as we count you will come back, and at the count of five you will be wide awake, fully alert, vibrantly awake, and perhaps more awake than you knew.
The law said stay, Jonathan said go, and by now he was a mile across the water. If they waited much longer he would reach a hostile flock alone. Well, we don't have to obey the law if we're not a part of the flock, do we? Fletcher said, rather self-consciously. Besides, if there's a fight, we'll be a lot more help there than here.
I want to ask you about from your work, and that's the trucking image where...
Oh.
Right, okay, so we've got the Bigfoot and everything. There's always like the one hand has like a forefinger in the air kind of shaking it.
People on trucking is going to be written on my gravestone.
Yeah, but did that come from like your interest in early jazz recordings or something?
And I'd go away and I'd write the first third and we'd record the first third and then we'd go back and we'd spot the next part, you know.
What reward did they receive from our culture and its intellectuals? The position of a hated, persecuted minority. Injury, imprisonment, destruction.
Don't quit on me now.
That all came out of that period, that 2 month period when I was in that fuzzy state from that bad LSD, and it was all part of that imagery that was bubbling up in my brain, was these stupid-looking cartoon characters doing those kind of 1930s dance steps, you know, in unison, in this very stupid, you know, stiff animated electrical. That's really hard to describe. It was all part of that, and it's all floating around in the collective consciousness, you know, that nonsense. And I was drawing it, and I didn't draw it with the intention of it being something like cute and positive. To me, it was like a dance of death. But people interpreted it as, when they saw it, as something like a part of the positive upthrust of the late 60s. And then it was picked up by like merchandisers, and it was on patches and lunch boxes and mud flaps and every damn thing. And radio DJs were saying every 10 minutes, and don't forget to keep on trucking.
What about the Grateful Dead song, Keep on Trucking?
Well, that came out before I did it, actually.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Donovan and Grateful Dead did Keep on Trucking song before I ever drew that thing. It was an old popular song from the 30s, Keep on Trucking. And it became a big legal nightmare, and this lawyer, it's awful. Anybody says keep on trucking, just like goes through my nervous system like a jolt, and like slowly I turn step by step, inch by inch.
Don't touch those! Don't you ever touch my balls without asking!
cough, 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 cough.
Emergency.
You will be forced up the evolutionary ladder.
This scene where they first meet alone is got all the little lesbian integrity signs. The fact that Violet is doing her whole femme number, but she's in jeans. She's not around Joey in her short skirt. And that shot of Gina's hands and Jennifer talking about her father's hands. It begins that hand sex motif that just clinched it.
Yeah, that was actually at San Francisco. It was the first time that everybody got all the...
Everybody got that hand message because the hands are the sex organs in this. Hands are cock. And every lesbian understood that who saw the movie.
Right, we're just talking about her daddy's hands and all that. Everybody.
Oh, the daddy. Oh, yes, that was very nice. Little daddy moment.
Fuck you, asshole.
Last beyond all space, beyond all time.
She came over to me and gave me that nasty look. I felt like I'd been in a bad relationship for 10 years.
So, one more question. How much time do you actually spend drawing comics now?
How much time do I spend drawing comics now?
Mm-hmm.
I rarely ever draw comics anymore. Mostly I just do business or things like this. You know, the media, now the media, they really want me, and I'm too timid, and I want insecure, so I say yes, and I end up doing this kind of stuff.
So this interview was a sign of your insecurity?
Yeah.
If you were more secure, you wouldn't have come on our show.
I don't enjoy doing this, really. This isn't my thing. You know, I'm not a guy that likes to get up there in front of people, but somehow people keep dragging me up and pushing me in front of the public. I don't know. I just want to stay in my room and draw comics and occasionally, you know, have friends over, or, you know, it's not, I don't want to be doing this kind of stuff that much. It's nerve-wracking. It takes it out of me.
Well, you're too interesting for us to let you just stay in your room.
Really nerve-wracking.
Well, there's that recording from 2003. It's just a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's the last time I did it.
Really?
Last time. Never doing it again.
Would you have stage fright?
I do. I have stage fright. I get real nervous. Oh, it's awful. I being in the music business like that and performing on stage was never a happy, fun thing for me. The problem is I liked playing the music, so I would play music with these guys. Because I had some kind of name, some kind of fame, they'd say, oh, we can get gigs, you know, and I could sell tickets and da da da. So I got sucked into performing it publicly, and, you know, I like these guys. I wanted to help them, and, you know, they're my buddies, and they, you know, so that's the way it goes. But I finally had to quit, and my worst nightmare came true. Of course, they were very deeply hurt when I quit. When I quit the Cheap Suit Serenaders, they took it very personally and were deeply hurt. No matter how much I try to explain to them that it's not them, I like the music, but I just can't do it anymore in public. And then I got sucked into playing with a French band. And again, I like those guys. I love the music, old-time French music. The gigs were just nerve-wracking. Pulled me away from my work. And I just want to sit in my room and draw. And I had to go out and perform and, go on stage and da-da-da.
Listen,
when I quit that band, it was the same thing.
I know being interviewed isn't your favorite sport. So thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
But now, let us rejoin the discussion.
This is the lesbian fisting scene that drove everybody wild.
The search for returns is at the root of all evil. This is the ultimate reason that the world is in the shape it's in today.
And we close to you at this moment with love, yes, with love.
We hope you'll really like.
I think I shall now be sick.
You ungrateful fucking bitch.
I believe finance is the single strongest force on the planet.
The businessman's tool is values. The bureaucrat's tool is fear. America's industrial progress, in the short span of a century and a half, has acquired the character of a legend. But I'm luckier than they were. I inherited the fruit of their efforts, and I shall be the one who will see the great dream made real.
It's not magic, it's just the way things are, Tommy. You and me in the air are actually tiny particles that are swirling around together. Look right here, you see?
Okay. But look at the cracks between these particles and the cracks we fall through, the holes of nothingness. Exactly, because that's what I just...
And here's the debate between interconnectedness based on faith or Zen experience or quantum physics versus a simple, undecorated brutality of existence as represented and debated by Mark, saying that there is no meaning.
So what? You can't see any of this anyway. Do you see anything?
No. But I want to debate this particle cube thing.
You live all the time with things you can't see. You can't see
anything. Jesus, I love you.
That which is life, generating the force of gravity, producing the element of earth, the energy, the spirit of that, is that of the gnome, G-N-O-M-E-S, the gnome, singular, with an S plural, the gnomes. And the energy out of light, the energy of life that becomes the force weak and strong, generating that which is the air energy. Here it is, the sylphs, S-Y-P-H. L in there, S-Y-L-P-H-F, sylphs, that are the spirits of the air. These are the manifestations, these are the energies. And people, the thing that we're saying here is they are not subjective energies of your subconscious, though your subconscious can color how they appear. They are not oozings of your unconscious. though your unconscious can ooze and color and make them quite distorted. They are not simply projections of your relationship with nature, though your relationship with nature can color your relationship with the spirit of nature, with the nature spirits. They are not an interesting pixie-like expression of a more complicated psychological principle. They are real. And just as you wouldn't want anybody to think, well, you are just a complex. Here sits somebody, you see, and you're just a complex of my mother and my father and my sister and my brother and all that I think of humanity and all that I think of it. You're not real. You're not really there. You're just some figment, just some sort of piece of maybe a bad pickle I had last night. You know, you're just something that went wrong when I was three, and something that happened to me in another lifetime. You don't exist. You don't matter. You know, you're just. You feel pretty invisible and maybe even a bit angry, as indeed we would suggest. They're very real. They're not just a personified expression of a psychological complex. A psychological complex is a deep, dehydrated form of a very real, juicy, alive energy. And if you can't handle the real thing, then you dehydrate it, yes. Then you make it dry it and put it in a frame and hang it on a wall. And that's it. It is not the madness of the insane or the lost. These are very real energies, but they are not fairies. They are not fairy. They are not fairy. They are the spirits, nature spirits. Not personified, but taking on a form. That's an important distinction. They're not just a personification. They are the form that this consciousness takes on in your dimensional world. And their job, if you will, their destiny in their search for God, Goddess, all that is, upon their journey home, their destiny is to bring the ethers through the force into manifestation. Bring the ethers through the force. Bring the energies and the forces together.
So the vice president's distancing himself.
Bullshit.
He equated the movie to this sort of whirlpool where you're just kind of drifting on the outside and you get, you know, tighter and tighter in these circles until you're...
Fuck you, asshole. Go find your mama.
Totally sucked in.
It's interesting, too, because if you really look at the movie shot by shot, there's nothing that bad in it. There's nothing... It's a lot less graphic than stuff you see in many, many popular movies.
And the forces together into creation and manifestation.
Ago, the Business Corporation was a relatively insignificant institution. Today, it is all pervasive, like the church, the monarchy, and the Communist Party in other times and places. The corporation is today's dominant institution.
New Metaphysics, congenial host, download or stream. www.newmetaphysics.com, or is it dot motherfucker? Amidst all the confusion of Thursday night and all, I can't quite discern the beautiful from the beautifuler.
Corporations will respond to ridicule.
Initially given a narrow legal mandate, what has allowed today's corporation to achieve such extraordinary power and influence over our lives?
Dad. Known as Daddy-O, Dad's Pop Pops, Pa Kettle, Big White Motherfucking Bastard, Breadwinner, Big Cock, sometimes the Big Cock Sucker, depending on what enclosure you've entered. Unbeknownst kind of thing.
I'ma get medieval on your ass.
Doing a little fade off at the end, my brothers, in the audio realm. The new cult internet audio. Big audio, big mystery, like men cooking. Purposefully spilling, not following, and not really being wanting to do good, because of the cockless nature of the ball sackless men today. Our great leader has been assassinated. I believe he's taken his life by his own hand.
If you produce a particle strongly, it should decay strongly, because it's a strongly interacting particle.
If it were not for these beings, there would be nothing created, nothing destroyed.
Mountain Stream as well. Over at High Altitude.
Would be nothing created.
Over at High Altitude. Mountain Stream. Soon to be a real live radio station, as well as in and around the great communication ball sack of our time, great cobweb in the sky, networks undistributed. Tollgate, the great buffalo roaming with the great monetizing hunters of our lands, with it in their sights.
Around in show business for years, I couldn't get ahead. Very bitter dog, you know, bitter dog. don't cry to your daddy. Don't cry here, okay?
On the big screen, the official storyboard, where everything we've been taught is wrong has been taught and hidden in its own wrongly tautness, thus hiding amongst its own folds like a furrowed brow in plain sight, like a hired rogue ex-special force special intel dickless wonder, imitating the masculine in the world where it's one giant mons grassy knoll of Venus, fearing the great bag of the vulva populi, as though feared of themselves, great statesman once said.
Destroyed. Nothing held together. Nothing to fall apart.
God is crying, probably because of something you did.
Another great failed papa in the sky. A papal voo for the papal vokes. The third, fourth, and Patriot Act fifth world of demarcation of the hanging ball on the surveyor's chain. Great land of ours today. New metaphysics, shaking with you, shaking some of that off-whiteness off of the institutional pallor, and break out of these four walls kind of thing. Dream of the geometric, sacredly built dwelling we know nothing about today in our wayward blue state kind of Darwinian existence, believing in that which even a white man can't rightfully believe in today. Of course, that's never stopped the Johnny Wad march towards the lemon cliffs of the western land. Never stopped him. A Johnny Appleseed, using the great mythos of mankind as his assassinated president, presidentus. Presidents. And the Citadel, now a great shopping mall in the western land. Great land today where just about every side can be very unhappy, disappointed, mad as hell, not going to take it anymore, picking up arms against thine own community. Everybody today can blow everybody else away, even if it's just through advertising.
The pent-up bitterness of years tainted every word and syllable he spoke.
So by the time I finished writing, they'd shot another few hundred thousand reels of film, and they had the second act ready.
The result was a sharp break in the market. On February 7th, in a 5 million share day, the Times Industrials dropped 11 points, with a further drop on the day following.
living in a land propped up by the great metaphysicians of our time, hidden in plain sight. Some of them residing as parts of ye. God forbid. Who don't really exist. Each in their own vortex of perpetual virtuous existence today. Does bring a smile upon the old corners of the mouth there, a little bit. The acid reflux kind of thing.
Still tasty. Last week, the four of us in the Firesane Theater were invited to a holiday fundraising event at the Rising Gorge. You've heard of it? California chef Mario Bastardi's newest West Side eatery.
Well, it was called a wine testing, since these vintages had been acquired haphazardly from yard sales of indicted CEOs and busted.commerce.
Yeah, they were offered to us by the glass, cup, or hand, and they featured Peter Sellers' estate sale recorked sherries and half-drunk bottles. Or a barrel, a cask, or a little John from Sherwood Forest's Robin Hood wine, which went from the rich to the poor.
I tested the Jekyll and Hyde Lab shards.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they'll kill you.
Yeah, it did taste a bit doctored.
Hey, I decanted an unlabeled bottle of Flooded Cellars Mixmaster's Choice.
Ooh.
And I took sips from a six-pack of premium vintages like Michael Jackson Nubile Moonwalk Whites and the Cabernet of Dr. Caligari.
Spooky. Since I brought my boys along, I opted to stay with the theme park rosé, the Fiddle-Dee-Dee Lake Bill Merlot's, and the Roller Coaster Reds, which made my head spin.
Well, then I went on to the Pinot Cinema Noir, but I passed out after the first sip and someone stole my glass.
For dessert wines, they offered any port in a storm.
And a Godfather Grappa.
Which we couldn't refuse.
Afterwards, we sat with the owner, Mario, for a photo op and nursed some Grand Canal sparkling sewage water.
While the great man caressed a snifter of rare Loch Ness Triple X 12-year-old girly 10 years to life chocolate malt scotch. Ooh.
I think we're all still nursing a hangover.
Well, here, have some hair of the dog, Phil.
Hey, pour me a Boxer's Rebellion.
Well, I would have a borderline collie.
For me, some Rod Gutweiler.
Ooh, that's got a bite.
You were good, kid. Real good. But as long as I'm around, you'll always be second best. See?
Metaphysics, unaffiliated, just hanging on the big arc, biting its own tail for a little jism there, obeying the archetypal laws of life and the step-down natural laws, trying to jump over those other things being cast around.
There would be no life. No plant would grow. No body would grow. Nothing would be. There would be no substance. No life. There would be no light.
To begin our inquiry, the scandals threatened to trigger a wide debate about the lack of public control over big corporations.
I don't think there is an overhang over the market of distrust. Listen, 95% or some percent, huge percentage of the business community are honest and reveal all their assets. And got compensation programs that are balanced, but there are some bad actors.
The media debate about the basic operating principles of the corporate world was quickly reduced to a game of follow the leader.
I still happen to think the United States is the greatest place in the world to invest. We have some shakeups that are going on because of a few bad apples.
I still taste sweet. Some people call me a bad apple, but I may be the sweetest apple on the tree.
These are not
just a bunch of bad apples.
This is just a few bad apples.
No lie. Everything that is born and dies and lives in between. Because of these spirits of nature that do the work of bringing the energy through the force into being, creating and manifesting.
There just wasn't enough time for that Darwin thing. Any damn logical fool knows that. Because I do realize that for some reason in my version, 99% of all of you are just butt stupid. I mean, I guess it's my version of the singular authority turned upside the head down, pass over, ram back in, pack down like a musket, blowed out the front hole. Rains must fall. Darkness at noon and reload. Blow it all again. So I apologize if you don't like being in my movie. If you don't like it, just tell me to change my channel.
It has never been equaled anywhere on Earth in any period of history.
See what I've got to live with? All the myth, mythos, and official story from the artificial, man-made, man-on-the-earth laws I got to deal with. Just to fucking drive down and get that bag of juice from the wrong latitude and remain out of balance in my own fucking cell city. Osmosis. Fucking Star Wars bullshit. Sir, I can't even forget that first goddamn episode. Most of the cool things you think are cool today is nothing but 14-year-old ejaculate. Should be ashamed of yourselves. Classless American slobs. And I mean you Dutch. American 14-year-old semen wannabes. You get keelholed over here. Fucking salt herring. On the door. Learn how to live in a fucking 2 foot by square apartment. Goddamn high latitudes over there. Shove it, man. Give me the squalor of East St. Louis any goddamn day. Just driving through. The reason I can talk to you now is because I safeguarded and blocked off some other arteries. To make a goddamn fucking
tossing and turning in my bed, I found it impossible to deny that Charlie and everyone else on our team were here for selfish reasons.
Time to abandon ship, you fellow rats. Or does someone have to spell each and every word out for you?
Groovy.
Jump. James Cameronville, baby.
It is these energies and forces that you use that work with you to create this illusion.
It's not just a few bad apples.
We've got to get rid of the bad apples.
Of fire and water.
today upon the great lands, pre-dawn, but coming on fast. Only a few remnants now still remain. Just the slightest tinge left, a little human stain kind of cast a small sundial-type shadow of knowing. Just a few bodies left to snatch. Daylight coming on. There's nothing more to do now but to wait this out. Burn it all. It'll be warm for a while and then life snatchingly cold. Had to jump off this plugged sink.
Fermi, in honor of Mr. Fermi. Any particle of nature that has spin one half or three halves is called a fermion.
See what I mean? Every word that man says, hypnotize. And we know less.
Thereafter, the market recovered, but for February as a whole, there was no appreciable net gain.
Now, we are right now on the verge of a big crash, which will not happen. Being propped up, great metaphysical socialism in the sky. You know socialism. It's where you don't jerk off. Unless you're going to enjoy it. Yeah, it's okay. You know socialism. That's just a X-letter word covering a nice little curve, a nice little Mons populous grassy knoll up in the sky. Blow off that damn fool's cock. We all do. All day, even the ethnocons in the uncivilized little areas in the back polluted water rivers of India, not completely controlled by the World Trade Organization de facto Fourth Reichian laws yet, even they blow that cock tip off.
Their favorite sports team.
And get quite angry when they are thwarted a little bit from doing that.
Earth and all that attend, the elements and the forces and the energies that are life itself.
All calm upon the lands now, only a few body parts of knowing still crawl, remembering the slime they are supposedly from, Darwinian style. Remember the great lie now. Try not to forget to remember that. This land is an island land. And no man is an island if he forgets to remember that, because he will soon be have his cocktail blowed off. Motherfucker should go right there. I wish I could do voices, then I could pretend I was less cocktip white than I am. Institutional pale green, perhaps. Except that's gangrene, and they keelhole and cut that fucker off.
And then, for a full minute, perhaps, standing there on a sidewalk of the slum he lived in.
But his consciousness,
Billy went on with this quietly hysterical parody of himself.
People say corporations, but in fact, it's finance. It's Wall Street saying, how are you going to maximize my returns? That stimulates management, sets their bonuses on maximizing returns. And nobody's asking the question how. So you as the investor say, well, I'm going to buy this fund. They do a great job. The fund says to the portfolio manager, do a great job. The portfolio manager says to five oil companies, how are you going to maximize return? Buys the oil company with the best answer. You, the investor, sitting in Natick or wherever you're sitting, don't even know that you've demanded 10,000 people be put in chains.
Oh, the evil we are. Roaming the lands. Full access. Nothing wrong with that. New metaphysics, important message. Gary Geiserman named. Names on the docket. Indictment. Legal paperwork. Internal map of the official story with a direct hotline to police forces, all the way up the chain of command, cocksticks in hand, ready to beat me into a plowshare. Talk about me at the water cooler. Emmanuel Goldstein, my freaking ass.
Anya. You can start with Tyco.
Bad apples.
We know all about WorldCom.
Bad apples.
Xerox Corporation.
So world trade, global, de facto world government by the so-called debt poetry that's confusing all of the pinheads and pointy-toed little brand followers. John Wayne in the middle states and Darwin on the coasts. And the Dutch. Goddamn perverted Japs. Anal retentive Germans doing some sort of semi-transcendental U-boat trip these days. Hear about it later. It takes time to hear about their trips under the polar archetypes. Who am I leaving out?
His
goddamn
friend occasionally
Italians?
Murmuring.
Relax, Italians,
come
man.
On now, take it easy.
Bow down at the closest design store. Fucking Nazis in Italy and the goddamn techno-Nazis in France. Yeah, the art is sold out over there. Vichy Soise all over the goddamn place for the frogs. Vichy government frogs. But I can't blame them. I do relate to them. All that feminine energy they have over there. The 90,000-year fuck job going on. Anybody would do a Santorum drop on that baby.
These are not fairy. These exist in between.
Bad apples.
Arthur Anderson.
Bad apples.
Enron, obviously.
Bad apples.
Kmart Corporation.
The fruit cart is getting a little more full.
I don't think it's just a few apples, unfortunately.
Rather, between the energy and its element. The energy and its element. The rather, between the and its element. The energy and its element. The this is the great in-between.
all this digital around, losing my touch with that low-tech Intuit, the tape head kind of thing.
Forces between the element, or rather between the energy and its element, the energy and its element, the forces that are in the in-between. And it is these manifestations of that spirit of fire, the salamanders, undines, gnomes, and the sylphs that exist in the ether between worlds.
It was a kill squad, black on black.
Taking that chart away. Okay, here is the ether. This huge circle is the ether. In this ether, the energies, through the forces, becoming the elements, manifest in your world as the world you know.
It felt a little light.
Put it down. Front.
Sorry, old habits.
Use your teeth.
I have another car.
I think this is the worst crisis of confidence in business.
What's wrong with this picture?
So wet, water's rock, rocks are hard. Water's wet. Shoes are stiff and well. And that's it. Your world. And out here is the ether. Into this. The flow of energy. Into this. There is this wondrous sort of
where the nature spirits are. Nature spirits in between. And they flow into your world. They come up through the earth, the gnomes. They fall from the heavens, the undines. And in the water they flow, the undines. And in that regard, the energy that is air in the winds that you cannot see, that fill everything and everywhere, so they come. And likewise in the light from the sun, from the moon, from all the planets and stars, they come. They flow into your world, but they come from here, this that is the in-between.
But it was the other two bankers at the meeting who most intrigued Vastow and Copper. One, Gary Mulgrew, had grown up in a middle-class Scottish home, but was now renowned as the hard-charging director of the bank's structured finance business. The other, Giles Darby, was lower key, but struck colleagues as the smarter of the pair, a man who often hid his intelligence behind the demeanor of an English country boy. They were almost the mirror image of Fastow and Copper, an aggressive boss, a smarter colleague, and both on the lookout for the edge to make them rich.
Oh, for Christ's sake, grow up.
You recover from last night, Mulgrew said with a laugh. Fastow smiled. More jet lag than anything else. The group settled in. As the meeting wore on, Fastow and Copper felt increasingly comfortable with Mulgrew and Darby. They knew how the corporate finance game was played. Maybe, in time, they could do some special deals together.
The realm of the nature spirits, if you will.
Channels as there is. There's a cooking channel, the botany channel. I'm waiting for the channel that's devoted to explaining the other channels.
We have to do all the news mags. You know when they passed the laws that limit media ownership? In the 40s as a response to fascism in Europe.
I think I saw that on the fascism channel.
Laugh now, channel boy. Soon it'll be the only one left.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Leo McGarry. You must be Ben. CJ's just nuts about you.
Not really, actually.
Why are you hawking this FCC story? I got calls from two network news heads.
Well, of course you have. They're crazy about this ruling, and the people that aren't can't get us on the phone.
My problem right now is I'm too easy to get on the phone. I need you pushing back on the job losses. Our caucus is going bananas.
This is a bailout for Mert Media and all the big...
Presidents against excessive media ownership. If we think the FCC's not looking out for the little guy, use the briefing room to say it.
No one's writing about it. They're all afraid of their media mogul robber baron bosses. This is the biggest media conspiracy since William Randolph Hearst was starting wars and crushing filmmakers.
We don't run the press. We certainly don't run the FCC. They made the ruling.
Local news is getting trampled. You think corporate media is going to take on corporate polluters, describe mega mergers as anything other than a rising stock price?
When's the last time you watched local news? I mean, it's just high school ping pong and weathermen predicting hailstones the size of canned hams.
National programming doesn't bother you.
Well, I spent my entire career living in Moose Jaw. I get my news off CNN.
I like this one.
He's about to become available. Had to be Mert Media.
Mert Media?
CEO calls me every few months to offer me a job. Corporate communications. I'm due for a call next week.
Well, you're not thinking of leaving?
No, I'm not. But and I don't know who the FCC is looking out for, but I came here to look out for the little guy. How come only the big guy is trying to hire me?
Ecumenical religious movement to oppose the global domination project.
Now, over here somewhere, and we'll just put it here for demonstration's sake, here is the fairy world. Fairy world. And these nature spirits flow into that world as well. Are the minerals and the plants and the animals and the fairies of that world, creating the forms, creating the bodies, the fire, the earth, the water, the earth, the air. They too know, the gnomes and the undines and the sylphs and the energy of the salamander. Because they flow from this that is here. Here's your world. There's the world of fairy. Here is another world. And here is another world. And here is yet another world. And there's one behind that is for three-dimensional or back there. It is as this is a hub, people. As though this is a grand and mighty hub. More vast than you can know. It is the ether itself. Pre-structural. Pre-conceptual. The ether. And within it, the energy becoming the force. The force and energy dynamism producing the element as and working together. The spirit brought into your world by those nature spirits to function in your world so that your world can exist and for all the world here, and you are a spoke upon a wheel.
But Billy continued, and never before in my life had I heard such ugly, bitter, and vicious contempt in a voice.
Can't we pick a better metaphor to describe the dominant institution of our time?
Go ahead.
And one thing in trying to think about your example with the president in the office, and again, these are analogies, but you take the persons in the Godhead as father. Father functions as a father of Jesus Christ, as a father of the people of Israel, as a father of there's a sense in which he's almost a father of all created beings. He's certainly creator. In other words, he has a number of different functions as that one person and relationships in that one person.
Through the voices of CEOs, whistleblowers, brokers, gurus and spies, insiders and outsiders, we present the corporation as a paradox. An institution that creates great wealth, but causes enormous and often hidden harms.
It was a kill squad back on
that. I see the corporation as part of a jigsaw in society as a whole, which if you remove it, the picture's incomplete. But equally, if it's the only part, it's not going to work.
Around a hub of this grand and glorious wheel.
Next pair is Northern Flicker and Pileated Woodpecker.
Life of living, of consciousness, if you will. And here's your world, and here's this world, whoever knows its name, maybe you never will. And there is also that is the world of fairy, the fairy world. Not fairyland, and that's ancient, fairy world.
Poetry is mortality and the transience of time. These are great universals. You know, post-structuralism denies there are any universals.
This is the world of fairy. This is the world of other. Certainly it is to move from your world into the hub where you can experience the nature spirits.
there are a couple big ones. And this...
Life, death.
Yes, life, death. Okay. And nature. You see, post-structuralism doesn't see nature. Now, here we have 14 lines, a simple sonnet, okay, by Shakespeare, and everything is in there. Anyone can identify with it. It's a truly universal poem, no matter what period you were born in, what race you belong to, what culture. You have three sets of four lines each, where Shakespeare compares man's body to a tree, going through the various phases of the seasons of the year, and it's now autumn of his life. He compares our life to the sun as it sets, and this is just a glow on the horizon, and then a fire, the various phases of fire. And he's so intelligent how he sees that a fire has a kind of a life cycle, and he belongs to the point, he's having a kind of a spate of middle-aged angst, okay, and he belongs to the point where there are just embers glowing.
All right. Sheesh, what a grouch. Is your life like my life? Is your wife like my wife? When I came home from work, I opened up the door. I kissed the wife hello and checked the football score. My wife got pretty mad 'cause I was on the wrong floor. Sheesh, what a grouch. Are your friends like my friends? I mean, are they real tried friends and true friends? A pal of mine gave me his income tax the mail. He told me don't forget and mail it without fail. You should have heard him holler when they took him off the jail. What a grouch.
Your dog told me last she got ahead, but not because of her talent. Years ago, Rin-tin-tin, you know. Certain acts I don't like because they brush me, you know, guys like Bing Crosby. You're up there, you can always come down. Once you become a star, you can always fall right down. The typical case is John Wayne. He made cowboy pictures, he became a star. Then he stopped making cowboy pictures. He remained a star. But his horse became an oval.
And in from the hub to then move from this grand central station.
You have a concluding couplet where he says it doesn't matter, that we are subjected to time and death because there's always love, and love makes all of life worth living. This is a huge theme in Shakespeare's sonnets as in his plays.
Spares me the word goodbye.
sits alone beside me, fighting her feelings. Struggles to speak, but in the end can only cry. Suddenly, it's so hard to find the sound of the words to speak her troubled mind. So I'm offering these to her as if to be kind, as a train every day, leaving either way, there's a world, you know, there's a way to go, and you'll soon be gone, that's just as well. This is my opening.
Which is to succeed as an organization.
A corporation is like a family unit. People in a corporation work together for a common end.
Contempt for the people taken in by his daily antics.
Like the telephone system.
John Olson was stunned. Fired. He was being fired. It was the next day, May 20th. As Fastow flew around Europe, Merrill was taking its final action to appease him back in America. Andrew Melnick from Merrill's research division let Olson know the news. He was too negative on Enron, Melnick said. He had made snide remarks that had offended Lay. He was hurting the firm. He had to go. Merrill would be good to him, though, and pay him $400,000, more than twice his annual salary, to leave quietly.
It reaches almost everywhere. It's extraordinarily powerful. It's
as they, from these worlds of others, can move into this Ethereum, into this in-between, into this hub, I'm coming to your world. Come into your world within the earth, within. Now, when we say this, we draw it as this, we lay it out as this, as though there are all these spokes that leave from the hub, as though it were. But you see, it's not, it's all around you. It's all around you. In many ways, perhaps, this is the more clearly said, the hub. That is all around you, not just somewhere in the center, that is the spirit of nature and exists as nature spirits. And when you can move into that realm, that field of play within your domain, then you can move into the worlds of other. Among them, the one with the strongest attraction, that of feeling. What's there, what you will find? Well, we'll talk about that. But now the hour grows so late. Let's take a break.
Wow.
life of spring and the frozen death of winter. Time is not measured by the refreshing breeze of comfort and the destroying funnel of fanatic wind. It is not measured by the struggles, failures, and antagonisms of life and the sweet slumber of peaceful death. But life is measured by a quality of spirit. It is measured by the meekness of manner. It is measured by the willingness of one to give all. As Paul says here, that Christ might live in my life. Sometimes life has its scars. Life puts its scars upon us. We are sometimes marked for life. But Paul was glad of the fact that he was marked for life.
It was a Russian couple, the Nevskys.
Nevsky.
Yeah, the reformer. Champion of opening up the oil leases in the Caspian Sea.
That's suicide 7 years ago.
Well, let me give you a little theory. It's 1989, the walls just come down, Eastern Europe's opening up. It's a whole new world overnight. They can't keep up with it, Christ, we can't even keep up with it. It's a free market system and there's a lot of money to be made.
The point being?
Especially in the Caspian Sea. Huge petroleum reserves. But then this Nevsky guy comes along, pain in the ass idealist, who wants to open up the oil leases, spread the wealth a little bit. Poor fool, confusing capitalism with democracy.
It's not the only answer, but it is a reason. And a profound answer to what do I do?
First of all, the most important, the most influential, and the most popular poem written in English since Sylvia Plath's Daddy. Okay, and therefore I sweep away all of the great and current living poets. It's very difficult to transfer a song to the page. Very few lyrics will survive that transition. Now, what I did was I arranged Woodstock in the four-line ballad way, and I think they should be quite clear how beautifully economically shaped it is, and when it's sung in Joni Mitchell's voice.
Not Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Mm-hmm. You're getting a radical gender drama that's missing from the popular version of Woodstock. So you get what it is the story of Adam and Eve reuniting on the road to paradise, trying to get back to paradise. So when you hear Joni Mitchell singing, also you hear her critique. It's an art song. Her version of it is a lament or dirge. You're hearing the affirmation of the 60s utopian dream of an end to war. Racial harmony and so on, but she's critiquing it. She knows that reality is always going to undermine our dreams.
How are you? Okay? Doing okay?
I thought you said that was going to relax me.
Eventually, but you have to practice at home, okay? You got a lot of layers in there, don't you? Huh? All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How am I supposed to practice at home? I don't have one of these.
It doesn't matter. What you can do is just use an eye mask or just shut your eyes, okay?
If you want an answer, you're going to have to give me a level 5 SCI access.
And when you know what you're going to do, you can give yourself permission.
It's about the transformation of conversation. Who gets to talk and how? About what? Who's got authority? Who is judged to have authenticity? On this new web, the old static pages and commerce sites have become a living, breathing discourse. It can be hyper-local, one village at a time, but it's also global on many blogs and podcasts, and everywhere the talk is fast and free, with new user-friendly tricks that let you sort the new web by message tags. You can speed on your writing or your voice by syndication. Web 2.0 is changing the way we all communicate. And finally, the doomsday predictions about the old models of journalism, of marketing, of research are no longer exaggerated. Web 2.0 is next on Open Source. First the news.
Thank you.
do it. And you can find the authority.
I heard him saying, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
Order your video today.
Blow that smoke away off the still hot gun. Make sure you're not tested by a law enforcement official for this gunshot residue on your hands. Go on about your business. Metaphysics.
Pretty hard to avoid. And it transforms the lives of people, I think, on balance, for the better.
The eagle. Soaring. Clear-eyed.
Now, I'm not saying everything about the Matrix is bad. But I am saying the only good in the Matrix is despite the Matrix. It is made up of humans who are good. Universally better than bad. I am remaining logical here because it feels good to do that. Into metaphysics. Great flagpole in the sky. Well greased. Gary Geiserman.
Competitive, prepared to strike, but not a vulture.
Tagged to it. Like graffiti on my bare ass. Only readable without the stutter when I bend over. Not to be confused with the official story. X and so frequency all around. Download or stream. Can listen or put a rag over your head. You can listen for pleasure or torture yourself with this. I make no claims. Wouldn't want to presume. I respect you too much for that.
Think and think of, well, RSS is, think of it like automated web surfing. So if you're like going hunting around looking for new stuff, if you find yourself doing that a lot, what RSS can do for you is take that process and, like all things with computers, just automate it.
Watch out for the carpetbaggers in your neighborhood. And the, of course, military, industrial, academic, Hollywood, governmental, parental, legal, educational, and commercial complex today. Leave anything out? Pornographical complex today. Leave anything out?
And so tonight we begin. Tonight we begin. This is not the only time we will speak of the other. This is not the only time that amid that other we will speak of that which is the fairy, the realm, the domain, the field of play that is fairy. But it's a beginning.
Just like what happened to Jason, they're now, you know, Jude has gotten himself. If you take that leap for genuine or disingenuous reasons, a leap of saying, okay, let's hire some investigators, let's look into this, let's open up this Pandora's box. It will ultimately undo you for better, I think. Even though it feels like it's for worse. Because it usually is this terrible feeling that you're melting like the Wicked Witch of the West, that your world is melting.
I'm Harvey Manfred Jensen.
Can I see your registration, please?
Covered with shame, overwhelmed with remorse and horrid guilt, another miserable derelict washed up on the sleazy, shoddy coast of Bohemia after the shipwreck of my passionate lusts and pridefulness and perversity among the raging seas of the actual world, sure as God made little green apples. Now I'm trying very hard to think of lines to speak in the third act, what to put into chapter 11, what to play for an encore, because although I'm through, I'm not finished. What better persons, what more elevated thought and speech than yours, my ancestors? What more elegant blood shall I spill on these plebeian scaffolds? What greater heroes, queens, than you, undigested, undegraded ghosts, de sunt cetere.
Good afternoon. See your driver's license, sir.
Together we can begin to open the portals, to light the pathways of a journey that can lead to love.
It goes back to the blurriness that began the movie, that sort of dimension of unity and being, of everything being unified, where you're accepting, and I think I suppose if you analyze it, you could say when you accept the bargain. Jason's maybe moved an inch in the movie. At the beginning, he was near this rock, and he was very angry and cussing a lot, and now he's right back at the rock. And the problems of the marsh are even worse. Half the marsh has been given away. But he's more at peace about it because he's accepted the deep disappointment and pain a bit more of the world that he's in. And so he's willing to continue doing that subversive work within that context. And I think that's what Mark or Joseph Campbell would also say about Jesus. Mark's a real serious Catholic, I think I mentioned that. And that's the bargain, that impossible bargain that the ego, I just can't seem to wrap my brain around it. But that's exactly what makes it so powerful.